Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Wednesday as we reach the midweek point. What is the good of the day, my friend?
A little bit of history, really.
All right, yes.
The first woman to walk in space just became the first woman to dive to the deepest point on Earth.
No way! How does that happen?
I don't know, but I mean, this sounds like Amelia Earhart, right?
Right.
Like, we should be reading about her in the history books. And I'm scrolling through right now because I had to look up her name because I don't even know who the first woman to walk in space was.
If you set a goal of doing that, you couldn't do that.
No.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, how do you go from one extreme to the other? Like, you go to the highest of highs to the lowest of lows, but positive, not the, negative way of saying that.
That's amazing. So she went to the...
Dr. Kathy Sullivan. She became the first woman to walk among the stars, thousands of miles in the sky, to bring to being the first woman to go lower than any other before her.
How deep was the ocean that she went?
She went to the Mariana Trench.
Oh my God!
Challenger Deep. That's what it's called. I wonder if she went up in the Challenger.
Do they give a number?
No. You know, she was
because I'm Mariana Trench.
Well, it was about 35,810 feet.
God, that's larger than the Mount Everest.
Yeah, it's about 7 miles below sea level.
Holy mackerel. What's the pressure like down there?
I don't know.
Did you find an alien craft that's just waiting to pop up out of the
Maybe
ocean?
Maybe that's why she went down there saying, hey, guys, listen, when we were on the space station, she was part of the Discovery. She was up on Discovery, and she actually helped fix the Hubble Space Telescope or put
Did
it together.
She? Listen, I feel like my life has got no accomplishment at all.
I know,
like,
you're looking
I did
at this,
nothing.
Like, man.
Like, I've done nothing. And she's like, well, I fixed the Hubble telescope, and I went to the Mariana Trench 7 miles below surface.
All right, this does not make sense to me at all, because I'm going to call my cell phone provider today. To mark the occasion, she called the International Space Station. From the from down below.
That sounds like an Onion story. There's no way that could have happened.
No, she did.
With what?
By making she marked the occasion by making a call or calling NASA astronauts on the ISS from the DSSV pressure drop, the mothership of submersible DSV limiting factor.
So maybe basically, she radioed. She radioed to the top of the ocean. They radioed that up to somebody else who radioed it up to this. Okay.
But that type of technology, come on. And I can't get a clear cell signal sometimes.
I know. Ridiculous. That's insane. It's 2020. There should be no dead areas for cell phone coverage.
Anywhere.
Every time I see that with a guy's holding up a cell phone, like, I can't. It's 2020. There should be zero places on the planet where you can get cell phone coverage.
There is no "can you hear me now?"
Right. No, not anymore. Not anymore. God, that's great. Good
that's
for
incredible,
her.
Incredible, right? I mean,
you ever see that movie The Abyss with Ed Harris?
Yes.
Yeah.
You hold your breath the entire time.
I know, cuz the whole movie is about how horrible the ocean is to you. Like, there's that one scene where the bad guy is kind of dropping and he gets pressurized. It's the ocean is a scary place, man. Ocean is a scary place. And she said, "Nah, space is scary too. I'll do both of those."
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
From one extreme to the other.
That's great.
I mean, I can't even fathom. She's an astronaut and an oceanographer.
Again, what have I done with my life?
She's Neil Armstrong and Jacques Cousteau.
Good for her. That's fantastic.
Nobody else has done that.
No, I know. That's amazing.
I don't think you can't name me one astronaut who's also been down in the Marianas Trench.
Yeah.
Can't.
No. That's fantastic. Do you think any of the other astronauts were like, no, I ain't doing that. I went to space. I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
Scott Kelly, who wasn't he he was up on the space station for a year.
Yeah, I'm not getting in some ship going down to the bottom of the ocean. What are you, nuts?
He's like, man,
no chance.
I'm good just chilling on this boat.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to go down there.
I just wanted to do a little fishing. I don't need to go deep sea diving.
Good for her.
See things that I can't see.
Wonder what she found when she was down there.
That's what you want to know, right?
Hey, what do you see? What kind of creatures do you find?
Can you have a big glass window when you're down that deep?
Yeah, I don't know. Like some sort of like bottom sea coral reef type of thing where you're like, look at the pretty thing. There's nothing down there.
I mean, it's pitch black.
Yeah.
No sunlight gets down there. All you see are, you know, what's, I mean, that, I think to me, that would be the scariest thing of all.
Just the vast nothingness of the ocean?
Well, you're in pitch black, darkness, and the only thing you can see is what your flashlight is shining on.
Exactly.
Because what if all of a sudden you just pan around and then there's just a face?
Yeah. Or you don't have no idea what's down there. None. Nothing. Yeah, no idea.
I mean, it's one thing, like, all of a sudden, if you see a shark, you're like, oh, my God, that's scary. But, I mean, what if you saw something that just literally, what if you saw, like, a Bigfoot down beneath the water?
That you're not supposed to see?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
God, I hope they're wearing, like, Depends or something.
I know. That would be frightening. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is the TV show Cops.
Cops?
Yes.
Is that still a thing?
I almost wanted to put this in dumb.
Okay.
But the TV show Cops has been canceled after 33 seasons.
It was still on the air?
See, okay, now I'm with you. I knew that it was on the air. I just thought they were showing like stuff from the 90s.
Yeah. Because I never watched it. It's been around for an eternity.
I don't watch it anymore. I mean, I couldn't even tell you what channel on, what time is on, anything.
I got to be honest with you. That show, I always thought had kind of a, all right, we get it, but it's run its course. Like this, they're all kind of the same, and you know, all right, we've done this reality thing. Let's move on. 33 years that show was in production. Good God! So now it's done. It's now just done.
It's done. Yeah, and the reasoning they canceled it is due to all the uprising against police lately.
You mean 33 years? There was no other reason to cancel this show. Uprisings occur, and now 33 years of work is down the drain?
Yeah.
1987, we're talking? 87?
It had a good
when
run.
When Reagan was president?
It had a good run.
It had a great run.
And then...
Surprised it didn't end any time sooner.
See what a few bad apples in the police force do to you?
I know.
See, that's what happened. That's what you get, America. You have bad cops that you have good cops who won't rat out bad cops. You have bad cops just doing bad things. And the TV show Cops gets canceled because of it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing. Yeah, I watched it a little bit. When it first came out? I don't think I watched it in the 80s, but probably in college in the 90s I saw it.
When it first came out, we all watched it.
It was pretty awesome. It was kind of a cool, different look. Remember, reality show it's so weird. I feel like I'm dating myself when I say the first time you saw a reality show, reality TV, was unlike anything you'd ever seen before. It wasn't it felt so bizarre. Like you were wondering if it was staged, if it was fake, if it was, you know, all of that from like the real world to everything else. It was like, this is incredible. Yeah. It kind of had that element to it. But my God, 33 years.
33 years. Yeah. That's why I almost slid that down into the dumb.
Who makes that decision? Like, is it the production company or is it all the television networks go, don't even bother making them. We're not buying it. We're not buying the show. They couldn't find one outlet to buy the program?
Yeah, man, I think they
probably
canceled it.
Oh, my goodness.
They just decided, you know, enough's
enough.
Remember
the backlash? That's enough.
Yeah, too much. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Too much backlash. I mean, no one's going to be watching it
Couldn't even write it out?
Maybe they're unable to show the real story, or maybe they're in fear of showing the real story.
Who knows? It's crazy.
I mean, it's a bunch of different things.
Well, I didn't even know it was still on the air, so there you had that going for it. All right, the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day. You know what? I like this story because, well, some guy, his name is Kayon A. Lambert, who's 40 years old, lives in Milwaukee. He is charged with a felony count of criminal damage to property and misdemeanor disorderly conduct.
What did he do?
He broke into Miller Park, stole a tractor, and tried to write his name on the field.
That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet. Now, hold on. If there's a quarantine thing to do, that seems like a cool quarantine thing to do.
It does, but maybe write somebody else's name.
Yeah, right. Don't write yours.
You write your own name. chances are you're not going to get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. But by the way, I don't need to know. Well, I don't.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't need to know. You don't have to tweet me on it. I am blown away when I do when they do that aerial shot of a baseball stadium and it they have a design like with the grass.
Yeah,
no, like no, I love that.
I don't get it either.
I don't know how they do it. I don't really care how they do it. You know, I just am impressed how they do it.
How many times I've tried to do that to my yard?
Yeah, I want people to fly over in my yard and it just says, "Hey, hello."
Like it's a way. Like I think they cut the. Cut one side of the grass higher than the other or something like that.
Yeah, it's based on that and so that there's different shades so you get the design. But some of the designs are just downright accurate. Like it's like when I look down and I go, wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's one thing to do lines in the field.
Right.
You know, but I mean, at the same time, when you're mowing your lawn, do you sit there and go, you know what? I should probably lower it here. No. Okay, now I'm going to raise it back up. I don't have the time to do that.
I don't have the time to do that. Good for them.
Nor but, do I have the accuracy to say, okay, let me skip this one, and then I'll go, you know, like every other one.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, you're supposed to. I can't do that one either.
So is he, so that's what he was trying to do, so that your name would, so if you had a blimp, it would fly over and it would say Bob on it or something.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Still, man, of all the quarantine hijinks, that's not bad.
No, I mean, that's not. I mean, it's $40,000 in damage bad.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's good.
To pay for that.
I don't know. How does that cost $40,000?
Yeah, but that's a good question.
Run to Home Depot, get some grass seed. I mean, you just gave the groundskeeper something to do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you think
he's been quarantined this entire time going out there like, "Oh, I'm just watering the grass again. No one's on it."
Believe me, Miller Park ain't getting used anytime soon, as we've been crying, been
telling you
talking about all morning in the last couple of days, right? So it's not like, it's not like
excited.
They need it tomorrow, right? It's like you have plenty of time to fix this error.
Do you think he went in and said, "Yeah, somebody destroyed the field. When's the first game?"
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Next year?
I think
time.
He might have a lenient judge that sort of understands where this is all going. Like, listen, man, I've wanted to do some crazy stuff quarantined as well. You know, time served, community, maybe some restitution in some capacity, and that's it.
Let's think about this here. Okay, $40,000, all right? That seems like a really high upmark.
It does. It does.
Because, okay, you used a crowbar to get into the door, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that sets you back $1,000, maybe.
All right, yeah, okay. About a grand, right? Yeah,
you've obviously, or maybe had to use a crowbar on another. Maybe you just had to replace a couple of doors, and all the doors you had to replace were $1,000. And then you found the keys, you got the tractor, probably found the remote control to open up the door. I'm not thinking he blasted through on the tractor.
Yeah, so, I'm starting to. Yeah, it's still $40,000.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Is this like when you get in a fender bender and the guy goes, "Oh yeah, it'll be fine," and they go, "Oh, I'm sorry, I went to the place. It's going to cost $13,000 to repair that little dent."
And you're like, "That little dent?
What?" I'm like, "Yeah, what are you going to do? There's nothing I can do." It's weird. I'm the only car in the country where that fender has to come from Uzbekistan. It's weird. It's the only thing. It's the only car in the country where we have to go to like the mountains of Tibet and like grind it out, there. This can only be made by monks living in the mountains of Nepal. And you're like, "What?" You're like, "Yeah, it's too bad, but that's how it goes. $13,000. Is that what that is?
It's the only thing that makes sense to me. I don't know how you get
$40,000. Well, we need a new tractor, and the only tractor, we'll have to. We have to get it from the bottom of the Marianas Trench in the or space. We'll have to call that woman because the tractors only come from there. Like, that's what I'm wondering. Is it $40,000 where it's like even a judge goes, $40,000? Come on. Like, go get you. Come on. $40,000.
Yeah, that's when you see those lawsuits that are.
Right.
They're like, "Oh, it's $1 billion. For what?"
For what? Good for that guy, though. But you're right. Yeah. Put his name in the grass.
Dumb.
It's dumb.
But we're not hating you.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. All right, on a Wednesday. Coming up next, we'll get more into will the NFL actually have Colin Kaepernick employed this upcoming season? And we're also going to be talking to Chad Finn from the Boston Globe about the Patriots and his thought that the Patriots could make that work. It's all coming up on Wake Up Call.